India said today that a warlike situation is developing along its border with Pakistan, and the Indian Army is prepared. The warning is made ahead of an expected announcement by Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf of new measures against militant groups. Pakistan already has arrested more than 100 people, including the leaders of the two Pakistan-based groups that India says were behind last month's attack on its parliament. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from New Delhi.
At last week's regional summit in Kathmandu, General Musharraf tried publicly to patch up the relationship between India and Pakistan, a relationship badly strained by the December 13th attack on the Indian Parliament.
I would like to extend a hand of genuine, sincere friendship to Prime Minister Vajpayee. Let us together commence a journey of peace, harmony, and progress in South Asia.
India was not impressed. Indian officials dismissed Musharraf's gesture as cheap theatrics. India's Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee challenged Musharraf to match his gesture with deeds and end what India calls cross-border terrorism. India's Home Minister L.K. Advani pressed the point yesterday in Washington, where he's meeting with U.S. officials to discuss the standoff with Pakistan.
Insofar as India is concerned, there has been no let-up in the terrorism from across the border. And if a change comes about, that change will be judged not only on the basis of the statements made by General Musharraf, but by the action on the ground.
Secretary of State Colin Powell's decision to travel to India and Pakistan next week shows how seriously the U.S. views the situation in the region. Powell's statements this week urging General Musharraf in his upcoming speech to take appropriate action, a recognition of New Delhi's growing impatience with Islamabad. Brahma Chalani is with New Delhi's Center for Policy Research.
The speech should mark a defining moment for Pakistan, turning its back to the forces of terrorism. Now, if Pakistan embarks on that process and stays put on that path, and I think sustained international pressure can help ensure that, then we can see an easing of tensions on the subcontinent.
C. Rajamohan, strategic affairs editor of the Hindu newspaper, agrees.
If General Musharraf comes up with a credible statement that would clearly and unambiguously distance Pakistan from its support to cross-border terrorism, then I think we might see not only a de-escalation of the crisis, but also the potential for a revival of the peace process between India and Pakistan.
But in order for that to happen, Mohan says, India will also expect Pakistan to take action on the list of 20 names India has given Pakistan, a list which includes several Indian citizens living in Pakistan who New Delhi accuses of carrying out terrorist acts. India will also expect Pakistan to stop the infiltration of militants across the so-called line of control into Indian-controlled Kashmir.
I think once he meets these three benchmarks, and I think India will be more than generous in offering a substantive, serious political dialogue on all issues, including Jammu and Kashmir.
Which in turn would help President Musharraf to sell at home whatever measures he takes to satisfy the Indians and the U.S. by telling his people that what Pakistan calls the legitimate aspirations of the Kashmiri people would soon be addressed. India, says the Center for Policy Research's Brahma Chalani, does not expect Pakistan to abandon its political position on Kashmir, just its overt support for the militants.
The Kashmir issue is the glue that holds Pakistan together. I don't think the Indians can expect the Musharraf regime or any other regime in Pakistan to suddenly give up a cause that galvanizes public opinion there and that holds Pakistan's fractured society together.
India may not expect Pakistan to abandon its political support for Kashmiri separatists, but neither does it expect Pakistan to ignore the demands now on the table. If Pakistan cooperates, says the Hindu's C. Rajamohan, real progress is possible on solving the long-running dispute over Kashmir. If President Musharraf does not deliver in his speech and on the ground, however, Rajamohan says war may come soon.
If he makes a genuine break in Pakistan's policies, I think we would be moving towards de-escalation and the revival of peace process. But if he's tempted by a desire to wiggle out of the current situation, then I think we might drift to a war.
President Musharraf's speech is expected sometime this weekend. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.